Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, over the past several years, we've attempted to inform you about the dark side of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, or GRSB, characterizing it as a transnational private corporation that's trying to coerce livestock producers into reporting their animal husbandry and grazing practices so those practices can later be measured by the global corporation. And once measured, those practices can then be regulated by requiring producers to jump on the path of continual improvement in return for access to the market. In other words, the GRSB wants to control how ranchers ranch. Importantly, the means of measuring where a particular rancher falls along this path of continual improvement can only be achieved when ranchers join up with their livestock herds identified with an electronic form of identification, like radio frequency identification or RFID ear tags, recorded in a central database. And while we were cautioning producers about this link between RFID ear tags and the GRSB, another global initiative raised its head. This new one was called ESG, and it stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Standards that world banks are using to decide which global corporations will receive loans and which will not. And what was apparent at the outset was that the road to continual improvement under the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef was simply the precursor to the environmental, social, and governance initiatives, as the standards imposed by each are essentially the same. In other words, the ESG standards are incorporated in GRSB's path to continual improvement. Now, all of this was sounding like some wild-eyed conspiracy theory until the governments of the Netherlands and Ireland each made the leap from reporting to measuring to controlling. You see, their measurements led them to conclude that they must depopulate their respective livestock herds to meet their ESG goals, and that caused the livestock farmers over there to begin protesting en masse. But in America, what was going on across the pond was out of sight and out of mind, until our own government, through the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, announced it was going to require publicly traded corporations to not only report and measure their own compliance to those arbitrary ESG standards, but also it was going to require those corporations to report and measure the compliance of their suppliers. In other words, the corporate packers would be obligated to report and measure where each livestock producer was stationed along the path of continual improvement. Of course, the danger here is that when the SEC mandates reporting by the packers, it tacitly authorizes those packers to impose requirements on individual livestock producers. So you can see how all of this threatens the freedom and liberty that ranchers currently have to decide on their own how they will ranch. But all of this still sounded far-fetched to independent American ranchers whose daily routines were focused on caring for the livestock and land, not on the unfolding plans of the global elitists in their pinstripe suits who want to dictate how ranchers ranch. Now, in August, we helped shine a light on this by inviting a journalist and internationally renowned political commentator from the Netherlands to keynote our annual convention to describe the level of control that Dutch livestock producers were being subjected to by their Dutch government and by global corporations. But the operative word here is helped. We certainly did not reach every American livestock producer with this message, but they're about to be reached now. You see, journalist Jim Mundorf of Lonesome Lands recently disclosed that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, is giving billions of dollars away to large agricultural corporations, associations, and universities to help it, as he put it, manipulate farmers and ranchers into calculating their greenhouse gas emissions, so that those emissions can then be regulated. Jim points out that the USDA paid $40 million to the largest agricultural media corporation, Farm Journal, and he asked the obvious question, why would the government pay a media company $40 million to implement an environmental program? And then he answered his own question, control the messenger, control the message, also known as state-run media. And so it is that our government is spending billions of dollars in coercing American livestock producers through the agricultural media and through the marketing system to jump on this path of continual improvement so it can begin telling ranchers how to ranch. Just know that the recipients of those billions of dollars will try to convince every American rancher that all is calm, all is bright. But don't believe that for a second. Stand up for your freedom, your liberty, and independence by telling your members of Congress that the government must stop infringing on the rancher's right to ranch. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.